For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Big one on Sunday. Eagles, Bengals. Eagles 2.5-point underdogs, but a lot of people expect them to win today. I don't. Kyle doesn't. Hugh?
Yes.
Believes.
I believe.
What kind of game they were getting on Sunday? In terms of stylistically, is it more of a... Because it's interesting, both these teams, their defense has stunk to start the year, and they've played way better the last 2 weeks. But they also have played both the Giants and the Browns. Do you think the defenses stand up again, or are these offenses going to make it a shootout?
Well, the way that my parlay is set up, I need a shootout.
You're betting on touchdowns, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm betting on touchdowns. I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have a same game parlay we'll put together.
I'm trying to get paid, Kyle.
We've lost you again.
He's gone. It's amazing. We went from 0 to 60 with you as a gambler. It's unreal.
18-leg parlay. That's out of control.
Yeah, it is. It's more like a it's more like an 8-leg parlay.
Honestly, if you win that, I may never gamble again.
Dude, because, it's looking pretty good.
Because you can't jump right in and win an 18-game parlay.
I agree. It's an affront to the rest of us who do this all the time. It's like it's a slap in the face. So we're not rooting against you, but we actually are. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's
hey,
up,
Anthony.
Man?
Hey, I was thinking that this was a loss. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were supposed to win, but Cal done talked me out of it, man. So I think this is this loss, man. I can accept it only if we go down fighting hard, swinging.
See, that's all it's about, fighting. Hugh. It's just about trying hard.
I'm glad
best.
I could talk you out
try
of the
hard,
win.
Try hards.
Yeah, but give an effort.
Nah, Hugh, not try hards, man. Hey, Hugh, man. But at the end of the day. The day got to end, man. I'm tired of Jalen.
At the end of the day, got to end. Gotcha.
Yeah, Jalen, I'm tired of Jalen missing open receivers. Like, when is we going to get the Jalen that we deserve? Jalen is holding his team back, man. He holding his back. But Sunday, we got to win, man. If we want to go in the right direction, we have to be able to beat teams like this. That's the only thing. We have to.
Well, I mean, Danthony, I agree with that. You look at the rest of the schedule. Cincinnati is closer to Washington and, you know, the Ravens and, you know, the good teams they're going to see down the stretch of the season. They're more like those teams. So it's a litmus test. There's no question. All right, Anthony, what are you thinking? What's a good costume for Hugh for Halloween?
Mr. Incredible, man. You know, Hugh's a nice, strong guy. Mr. Incredible, man, you know.
Mr. Incredible, Hugh, what do you think?
Yeah, that one's not bad. That one's not bad.
So, Anthony, it's a good one. I was Mr. Incredible once. I didn't pull it off quite like Mr. Incredible did, but I was Mr. Incredible.
So the kids were like the Incredibles? You had the kids?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
did that
that's
thing.
Pretty cool. Yeah, that's
they
pretty
were,
cool
were really, they were little then. We did, I was Mr. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
I was Mr. Incredible.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's
yeah, I mean, I didn't
one.
Quite fill it out.
I'm not seeing
did.
It. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's an... What was one for earlier for Hugh? They said he was big or something.
Snorlax,
yeah.
Sometimes you got to just do a costume.
Well, you got to lean into it.
You got to lean into whatever it is.
You got to lean into it a little bit.
It's kind of messed up, man.
The Snorlax.
No, I mean, it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't looked up Snorlax. Let's
no,
see
it's Snorlax is pretty big, dude, but it's cool.
He's huge. I mean, like, he is, some might say, obese.
Oh, that's not right. Yeah, and I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah, I obviously, he don't know what I look like either.
Well, okay, actually, here's where it does work. Snorlax is known for sleeping all the time.
I just, when you look up his Wikipedia, his weaknesses is fighting.
No.
His ability is thick fat. And his category is sleeping.
Yeah, but I think the Snorlax has like a final form or something, doesn't it?
Probably. Yeah, it's gone. They've jumped the shark with the evolutions
I have,
and stuff.
I have a grown-ass friend. Grown-ass. That Pokemon, they go in D.C. They have a Pokemon park. That he goes to every Wednesday. They have a Pokemon.
Wait, is it where they play the game on their
phone?
They
play on the phone with the app. They try to find Pokemon. And I'm pretty sure they do it here in Philly somewhere. I know there's probably a Pokemon group, but yeah, I have grown ass friends that actively go out.
Full grown?
Full grown. like 30s, going out hunting Pokemon, and they have a grand old time, and they talk about all the people out there that are hunting Pokemon. It's like they're not the only ones. It's like grown-ass people out there hunting Pokemon.
That's a lot. It feels like a lot. Big Murph is up. He's on WIP. Hey, Big Murph.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's
going
on? Hey, Big Murph, what's up?
Man, I got pinned in about whether the Eagles going to win. I think they're definitely going to win. I think this is going to be the first time you see the young pups. You got to remember they're puppies, man. They're just learning. You know what happens when a puppy gets a treat? He does it again. I think last week, Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter worked real good together, maybe some Georgia continuity. I think this is the first week you see them get a strip sack, fumble, and maybe they convert that into a touchdown. And I think they'll score in the first quarter for the first time this year.
Well, that would be big, Murph, because that's one thing. It's just it's hard to sustain winning when you don't score in the first quarter because
you got to score.
Yeah, you're tied or down at the end of every first quarter. So, Murph, I hope you're right on that. What are you thinking
Can
about?
I say two Go ahead. More things
yes.
real quick.
Yes.
I got a costume for you, but mm-hmm. right before I say that, eventually Hurts is going to realize on that mesh concept that Devontae Smith, who's running that under drag, is open. Every time when the wheel route is not there, he's got to go to Devontae Smith. Once he realizes that, points on the board. He's got to see film and catch that. Hugh,
yes,
you should dress up as Luke Cage. You got the bald head, just shave it, get it nice and clean, get that Beijing, get it zinged up on your beard a little bit, make it nice and thick, and you already got the stature, man. And Luke Cage, you know, he was a ladies' man.
One time I started to do that because that's an easy costume. That's a pair of jeans and a yellow T-shirt and maybe some chains around the arm. Yeah,
but you can pull that off easy, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Hugh. I should win something for that one. Come on, guys.
That's a good one.
You're in the mix, Big Murph. You're in the mix.
That's a good one.
You can't beg. I mean, you can give the answer. We debate it.
Yeah, that automatically disqualifies
you. Yeah, it might be. I do think it's a good one. I could see.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
The only thing is, it's not as funny. Like it's just
You want the funny one. The funny one is by far Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, that might be the leader in the clubhouse right now.
I think the top two came at the beginning. The pumpkin and Mr. Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Brown
are hilarious Mr. Brown. To picture Hugh.
I had to laugh at that one because the first time I heard somebody say it, I was like, you know what? I gotta quit wearing this damn goatee because they're right. I was like, they're right.
All right, let's get a little update on the injury report here. Eagles, Bengals. So I'm looking at the Bengals as far as their last practice yesterday. Orlando Brown was limited. Rhea mentioned that with us. Their tackle. Limited, their left tackle, but he did practice. Trey Hendrickson had a full practice day before he did for personal reasons. And then Geno Stone, their safety, had a limited practice. So limited for Stone and limited for Orlando Brown. We'll see what today is. Eagles today, still no sign of Dallas Goedert, right?
Yeah, no Goddard, no Becton at practice today. So another week of Grant Calcaterra. Another week of Tyler Steen.
Steen.
Who's done good. Steen's been good.
So Steen at right guard, Fred Johnson at left guard, left tackle sounds like what we got for this week, obviously, with Mailata out again. Let's grab Brian in Bucks County. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Brian?
Good. Brian, what's up?
All right. Man, I am upset to be making this call, but I'll try to get it all in. First and foremost, the closest this comes to a family show is when I'm sitting on hold for 30 minutes with my kids in the back seat. All right? Let's get that out in the open. But I want to talk about this weekend. Look, I feel an Eagles loss. It hurts to feel it. I feel like the best plays Jalen Hurts has made this year is when he's handed it to 26, and we've watched him run. A couple big deep hits to Jalen, to AJ, which has been great. But I mean, Hugh, be honest with me here. There's 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. Do you rate Jalen in the top 12?
Just off the top of my head, I would probably say yes. I would say yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If Jalen goes down on Sunday, first couple plays, he gets sacked, hurts his wrist.
Give me two gloves.
Has to come in.
Oh, you're talking about Tanner?
I mean, I'm talking Tanner.
I don't think Tanner gets it done.
But I'm just asking you a question. Does Tanner complete the ball to more receivers than Jalen would have at the end of the game? Because Jalen can't, He can't make it through all his reads.
I don't,
he gets crushed. He freezes. If his primary route's not there, he doesn't let the ball go.
Honestly, I can't answer your question because I don't think your assessment of Jalen is fair with the sampling size that we've seen. Now, you know what's funny, and I'm glad you brought this up, Brian, because I heard this the other day. When has it become a problem that Jalen completes the ball to A.J. Brown? I mean, help me understand that narrative, because I heard somebody else say that yesterday. Say, well, he only can complete the ball to his primary receiver. That's just like saying Chris Carter only scores touchdowns.
Now, Hugh, that's a great, great point. But to come back on that, there's nothing wrong. Thank God he can make the completion to his primary receiver. Because if he couldn't, he wouldn't be doing anything else. I just feel like he has a very hard time picking up the blitz. I feel like he has a very hard time reading defenses. And when his primary target in the huddle, I feel like in the huddle, he's like in his head, I'm hitting A.J. down on the seam. I'm hitting A.J. on a skinny post. I'm hitting A.J. this. And when A.J.'s not there, boom, down he goes.
No, I give you that. As far as not being able to read the defense, I beg to differ. I think there was or not being able to read the blitz or beat the blitz. He's done that this year. As a matter of fact, he did that earlier this year. If the knock on Jalen is him pulling the trigger and him not seeing the field as a whole, I think some of those other criticisms are not.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think they're warranted, to be totally honest. But you're right. There is something wrong with Jalen, and I think that right now what we're doing, we're trying to figure it out, and we're throwing everything into the pot. You know what I mean? We don't know what's going on with Jalen.
It's just hard, you know, when you put the money out for tickets and you go to the game. The experience,
oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Definitely,
it's worth it every time. But when I'm looking at three guys streaking down the field, and I'm like, oh my God, he's wide open. Jalen never even saw the guy.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's one out of five plays. It's 50-60% of the plays. So, Hugh, listen, I love Jalen Hurts. I'm all in. I think the man is an amazing, amazing talent. But I just don't understand how some of these basic skills that an elite quarterback should have, he doesn't seem to have such a firm grasp on, like multiple reads before you run out of the hole or something. Just, I feel like he's one, maybe two, if we're lucky, but that's it. Like, if we got three routes, he ain't seeing all three of them.
No, I get it. And I think that's a fair criticism. I think there's something going on with Jalen, because for me, it's more like he's done it before and he's progressed. Like last year, he was progressing as a receiver. As a quarterback. And then all of a sudden now he's regressed, and we're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, Brian, the way it feels to me is it's just not sustainable, their offense. It's like three or four huge plays a game that carries them, right? The bombs to AJ, even one of his scrambles, like last week, got away from the sack and ran for 18. But they were 1-for-13 on third down last week. Usually you go 1-for-13, you lose. It's like, it almost feels like watching a baseball team. I guess the Phillies are a fair example, where like they swing at everything, but they pop a few home runs and you win sometimes and you feel okay. But it's like, that doesn't feel sustainable.
It just doesn't. It doesn't. And every single week, I can't, as a super fan, I can't go into the week and be like, this is a win. Like, I felt like the other year I could look. Hey, Hugh, to your point, last year I had a 13-leg parlay. It don't mean I'm going to do it this year. It don't make me.
Right. It's not, that's not sustainable. Right. Exactly. It's a once in a while. All right, Brian, give us a costume for Hugh. What should he wear?
Hey, Hugh, listen, you should go out as like The Rock did in Moana in the movie. Everybody's going to love it. You're built for it. Just throw in a couple slap-on tattoos, baby. I think it's going to look good. If not, you got the you always got the fallback Kelsey Mummers costume. I think you could rock that in sexy style.
Brian, there you go. So a Mummers costume, Kelsey.
Ain't wearing no Mummers costume.
Or what about Maui from Moana?
Maui, that's a decent one. Maui's cool.
Yeah.
Maui's cool.
Would you sing the song? What can I say except you're welcome?
I don't remember the song from Moana.
Oh, you got to watch it again.
No, I do. And I probably had to put a wig on,
they're
too.
Doing a live. They're thinking about live action Moana.
Is that right?
With Dwayne Johnson obviously playing himself.
I guess if he's going to do it, if he's busy, then I guess I'll be a good second runner-up to
Wait a second. But they're looking for an A-list actor to headline.
I mean,
and
say no more. I'm here. I'm your guy.
Before we unveil this week's parlay, which Hugh probably has seven already lined up, what letter grade actor do we say Hugh Douglas is at this stage? If there's eight, like
at this, because I'm busy with the radio
Tom
thing,
Hanks
I would say
is A-list. So where
he's not devoting all of his attention to acting right now.
I would say B. Yes, I would say B-list actor.
B-list actor.
B-list.
Yeah. I know people. I know people in the acting business.
So that makes you by default a B-list actor?
Yeah. I know people.
How about a Y-list actor?
No, I know people. I mean, I just ain't had time because I've been busy.
Yeah.
I've been busy with the radio thing. Mm.
That makes sense, yeah.
One notch below it, like Tom Hanks and all those guys. Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I haven't talked to Tom in a while either.
I'm sure you haven't.
Me neither.
Hey, Kyle, haven't talked to Tom ever in ever.
First name basis with Tom Hanks. All right, let's get to this week's same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. You know, it is amazing now that we do these. You know, we huddle up before the show. We come up with some ideas that we'll throw out for the same game parlay. And then, like a lot of times during the pre-show meeting, you know, Hugh's mind drifts once in a while. And you know, they might drift to funny stories. They might drift to something he read. No, he's in his own parlay hub over here, doing his own parlay.
Selfish. Yeah.
No, because
how many you got lined up for this weekend?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I only got three.
Okay. Oh.
But the eight legger though. If I hit that eight leg, no, not just the eight leg. If I hit, I have a four legger. If I hit that one, I'm gonna be living high on the hog. I'm telling you right now.
Straight to Cabela's.
Straight to Cabela's. I'm going to get that bow and arrow that I wanted. If I hit this one, it's going down. Yeah, that's the big one I got. Because if I hit that one, $2 bet, win $175.
Woo! All right, Hugh, you're our touchdown guy now. Give me, what do you think? Saquon.
Anytime touchdown.
Saquon?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll put it in.
Want another one?
Yeah, give me another Eagle.
Oh, A.J. Brown. I think those two are easy money.
Okay.
Easy money. But if you would like me to, you want me to share one of my parlays that I put in?
Let's do ours.
This is why we need you to pay attention when we do these things.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, you know what? We'll go off you. Let's throw AJ in. AJ and Saquon. All right, they're in. AJ Brown, Saquon. Kyle, what do you want to put in here? What do you got?
All right. This is probably the craziest leg of them all. I'm going to do this until we finally drag the Eagles out of their first quarter rut, Joe. Eagles, first quarter spread, +1.5. Now, the thing is, Joe, if it's 0-0 in the first quarter, this hits.
We win.
So the Eagles can hit this without scoring in the first quarter.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. Because
that sounds pretty good.
We're literally betting on something.
First time I've heard it.
We're betting on something that doesn't happen, okay? All right. All right. Okay, we'll put it in.
Maybe I should pay more attention to me.
Eagles +1.5 first quarter. Saquon and AJ now for anytime touchdowns. All right, let me... I'll be the drunk uncle today. Let's go. Joe Burrow, his passing touchdown number is only 1.5. I mean, come on. Burrow over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And if we've got a couple Eagles touchdowns and we got a couple Bengals touchdowns, Seems like the over might be the play. Over 47.5 for the game. Definitely. So you throw all those together. Over 47.5, Saquon, AJ to score. Eagles plus 1.5 first quarter, which I'm scared about. And, of course, Burrow, 2 passing touchdowns over 1.5. That is a 10-1 same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. That's our weekly show parlay. Hugh, why don't you tell everyone some of the ones you've cooked up?
Oh, you know what? I cooked up the one that's going to pay me big money. big money. I got the anytime touchdown for Saquon Barkley, yeah. Devontae Smith. But then I got a little spicy with it. You know, of course, A.J. Brown. And I threw in T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
So I got to tell you something.
What's that?
I've been trying to, like, slow play some of the betting stuff so you can, like, you're little by little. You're going to like this. Ready for this?
What you got?
I don't know when it becomes available. I know it's there on Sundays. But on Sundays, they give you a touchdown boost. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
You take the boost. It's the Rob Gronkowski touchdown boost, okay?
Okay.
You get extra 30% on your parlay. So that same touchdown parlay you put in, mm-hmm. the winnings, you get 30% extra.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I hit one earlier.
But I got to hit the boost at the time, right?
So you go in the app, and then at the top, it'll show you where the boosts are. You say you accept the boost, and then you go in. Hugh, when you hit a bet with a boost, it hits different.
So we have high stakes, Hugh. This is another one we're going to add to the list.
I hit a 3-legger with a 30% boost on a touchdown bet in week 2 or 3. It's a game changer.
Well, I see the it's for the NBA, but it says the 50% boost for I ain't ready to bet on that yet. I ain't ready to bet on that.
I think
yet.
We have high stakes, Hugh. If he wins one of these parlays,
I see it. The 30%
the Gronk spike.
Yeah.
Hugh hits one of these, we're going to have high horse Hugh.
Oh, we are. He's going to come in here like Million Dollar Man, just waving dollars around.
And yeah, Sunday night, we might have just high Hugh.
Yeah, well, that's
high. The, yeah, that might be the case.
Yeah, we know that Hugh.
All depends on what time of the day it is, though.
Can we pick a winner here before we have to wrap our show up? We got a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show tomorrow, October 26th. A meet and greet with one of the Hugh Douglases we know at the show at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philly. All right, what do we think? Hugh, it's your costume. I mean, you have to be the one that wears this when you go trick-or-treating this coming Thursday. What's your favorite answer we got today? We got a lot of good ones.
Well, I know y'all kind of like the ones where it embarrasses me a little bit, so I think I have to go with the Mr. Brown one.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Was that our first one today?
Yes.
I think it was.
Yes.
Who was our winner?
That was Archie.
Archie. Mr. Brown.
The delusional one about Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah. We'll throw him a bone. He needs it. All right. So he enjoy it tomorrow. Get to go to the card show. Archie, you are our winner today. All right. So we have ourselves a game on Sunday. Pre-game show, Hugh. We got to be here at 10 o'clock Sunday.
10 o'clock. I'll be there.
We'll get set for the Eagles and the Bengals on Sunday. And let's just let's quickly wrap up with some of our Twitter polls. They just see where the people were on these as we gave away our prize. And now, do people expect a victory on Sunday? Hugh does. Kyle and I are not there. We're expecting it. 67% of people expect a victory on Sunday.
Expect.
Sure they
expect.
Do.
And
that's a diehard Eagle fan right there, bro.
Most people don't think they can win a shootout, though, so we're expecting a victory in a very particular way. And then would a lost Sunday be acceptable? 78% said no. So again, the math sometimes doesn't always math together with all these things, but we're in good shape.
So I was on the right side of this today. Sounds like I was a little bit.
On the right side if you hit some of these parlays.
Ooh, I hit some of these parlays, man. I might not come to work Monday.
Hugh, where are you?
Yeah, $200.
I'm just walking around Cabela's buying this and buying that.
I'll be like, hey, you don't have to worry about me being here not buying nothing anymore. I won on FanDuel.
Here's the question. Are you going to be a guy that cashes out right away, or are you going to leave the money in there and keep betting with it?
No, I'm going to cash out.
Yeah.
I'm cashing out.
That doesn't surprise me. You're taking that money and you're running away. See ya.
Yes.
Hugh's not coming back.
Yes, I am. I'm out.
All right, everyone, have yourself a great rest of your weekend.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.